Today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Tes, and we will start a little bit back because from the last year that we put up from last cycle, we only made it to the middle of the Amud on Ayin Ches Mabes. So here we go, Tana Rabbanan, right in the middle of Ayin Ches Mabes. Tana Rabbanan, Tinokos Mutarin Bekulan Chutz Bin Ilas Asandal. Children are not included in any of the Isurim of Inui on Yom Kippur, except for Nilas HaSandal, meaning they shouldn't wear leather shoes. Nilas HaSandal is the only one. Maishna, I asked the Gemara, what's the difference? Maishna, Nilas HaSandal, Da'amri Inshi Avdulei. Why does the Tosefta say that children should not put on shoes? Because people will say that the older, the Gedolim, put the shoes on the children. And what will be the problem with that? The parents put it on. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that the Torah is mazhir gedolim alaktanim shelo yasu labiyadayim dvar ha'asur, that they shouldn't be ma'achil dvarim ha'asurim. So ma'achil doesn't only mean actual dvarim ha'asurim food, but it means causing them to do an avera. So just like, why do we say that Nilas HaSandal they're not allowed? Because we'll assume that the gedolim put on their shoes, Hanach Namri, Amri Inshi Avdulei. So here too, if they wash or if they get anointed, the Cholu, any of those? So Gemara says no. Rechitza Vesicha Emer Me'esmol Avdulei. When it comes to washing and anointing, people might say, oh, it's from yesterday. There's no raya that it happened today, so people won't automatically think that there was an Isser done. Sandal Nami Emer Me'esmol Avdulei. So people will say they put on the shoes yesterday also. Says the Gemara, Sandal lo efshar deme esmel avdilei. It's impossible that the shoes were put on yesterday. Why? Damer Shmuel. Because Shmuel, the great doctor, said, Haiman deboil mitam taimba de misusa. Whoever wants to taste the atam of death, lesayim misani veligni, go to sleep in your shoes. It's not a good idea to go to sleep in your shoes. Yes, the Gemara in the end of Bracha says that sleep is 1/60th of death, bechlal, but this makes it even closer. Right, if somebody wears shoes, when they go to sleep, one should put on the shoes. The Rishashia quotes that Talmidei Chachamim, based on other Gemaras, slept in their shoes. Means that maybe they didn't really sleep. They only slept a couple hours here, a couple hours there. That wasn't considered a real Shena. So, different categories for that. But either way, that's why the Gemara says, we assume that they were put on today. So, says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'hamutarn l'chadchilu k'tani. It sounds like that they're allowed to put it on l'chadchilu. There's no issue. They're not included in this inui. Doesn't sound like it's a backwards. If you put it on yesterday, so Ella, the Gemara comes up with a more fundamental distinction. Hanuf de lav revisayhu gazu buhu rabbanan, by the other ones which are not needed for their, you know, for their natural state and the natural development. Gazu buhu rabbanan. So the rabbanan were gozer on that, meaning even without shoes, it's okay. It's not going to hurt the child too much. Hanuf de revisayhu hu lo gazu buhu rabbanan. But these other items, right, the other inuyim, the child needs. It's much more difficult. And therefore, Rabbanan weren't gozer. Again, it's older Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan were only gozer by Nilas HaSandal and not by the other ones. Remember, there are going to be 4 or 5 Gemaras in this parak. It's one of the Gemaras that is discussed to prove whether Inuyim are Da'oraisa or Drabbanan. According to the Ran on Daf Aleph in the Dafi Arif, we mentioned this already a number of times, the Ran quotes this Gemara as one of the Rayas. Doesn't this prove that it's only Drabbanan? If you have distinctions, doesn't this prove in one of the directions? Ready? Quotes again. The Ran quotes both opinions. The Ran quotes the Kenegan Mi, and then the Ran quotes the Vakashalim. The Tani B'Gemara Afa B'Shamru Aser La'Amru Anishkaris El Ala Ochav Ala Shos Savos Malacha V'Misa Dhani Eini Achrini Midrabana Ba'Alma Hechi Shaych L'Meimer Behu V'Lo Amru Anishkaris V'Chulu. That Gemara sounds like it's Drabbanan. So the Gemara, the one of the Gemaras that the Ran quotes, El Dolo Mechaverli Hadatanyula Kaman, Tinokos Mutaran Bakulan, Khosminilas Asandal, Umuchach Begamara, Timutaran Bakulan Tekamar, Hainu Dimutul Gdolim, Lerochan Lusochan, Kamosha Bafarish Alabasyata Shmaya, Fahani Dvade Latainu Gavdilahu, Viman and Hani Minayo Khad Yomalo Mistachani, it wouldn't be Pikoach Nefesh, Vimi Daraisa Echishari. Right, isn't it a problem? So the Ran quotes this Gemara as one of the Rayas that it is Durabanan. But again, there's not a foolproof raya. Others say that this is not like mamish macholas asuros, which would be included in that iser. Either way, this is again, you still have both shitas in the Rishonim that have what to stand on in the Gemara. Before we finish that last section, a couple of points on the earlier part. So the Gemara's question was based on the Gemara in Yevamos about not being machil k'tanim dvarim ha'asurim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch in the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Gimel says, Katan Ochel Nevelos Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Lafrisha. It's Machlokas in the Gemara. We Paskin says the Shulchan Aruch, a Katan who is eating non-kosher or doing an Aveira, Bezin is not Mitzuvah to stop him from doing it. Aval Aviv Mitzuvah Ligar Bo Lafrisha. Me Yisr Da Oraisa. The father should try to prevent, but Bezin has no, there's no communal obligation. Ula hachilo biadayim, but to cause him, to give him, so that's worse. Aser afilu dvarim sha'asur midivrei sofrim. But to be machil biadayim, that we don't do even midirabanan. Even dirabanans, we don't actually cause the child to do. V'chein aser lagilo b'chilo shabbos u'moed v'afilu dvarim sha'imishum shvus. Dirabanans. Okay, then the Rama says, maybe only a child shalohi giyal l'chinuch, kani giyal l'chinuch, you have to be mafrish. Either way, that is the Rama. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah here, very important words. Upashut shim shama lebno bito aktanim shim edabrim lashon hara. If I hear my child speaking lashon hara, mitzvah ligar bohem ulafrisha mizeh v'chein mimachlokes v'sheker uklolus. He's only a child. Only a child. Let him do whatever he wants. Okay, I'll speak lashon hara. Next week's his bar mitzvah, so he'll stop. Enough. So we know whatever we're mitragel to, whatever we're accustomed to, the father has to make sure that a child, whatever as much as is in the father or mother's control, I add in the mother. That'll be in a couple of days. Whether the mitzvah of chinuch is on only the father or the mother. Uba'avonoseinu harabim kama nichshalim bazeh shemanichim lebneim ledaber lashon hara rechilus ulekalel v'nasa murgal bazeh kolkach adcha filu kishenis gadel v'shomea sheish bazeh iser gadol kashalo lefrosh miargelo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's harder when they're used to talking in a certain way. Shahurgo bazesh shanim rabos vahiyadavar etzloke b'cheskes heter v'da. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, quoting from the Kol HaPoskim, he quotes in Shaar HaTzion, the shira chinuch b'mitzvahs aseihu b'chol tinok l'chi v'charifuso v'diyaso. One has to know their child. Every child has different capabilities and skills and patience and being able to sit. Right, different children are able to do that at different stages and ages. Called Avar Lafi and Yano. So we have to make sure. Kagon, Hayodia Minyan Shabbos, if a child knows about Shabbos. So you might not have to stop him from playing with every muksa toy, but Kiddush and Avdallah and others. Yotelis Atif Kalacha, Chayev Betzitzes, Bemitzes Azeshal Torah, Bemishalom Devrayim. One has to be careful to make sure to try to bring the children into the world of Torah. You know, at the proper stage, which we'll talk more about. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yaradeya topic, and that is, so when does Chinuch start? Different stages. What about in utero? Okay, it doesn't start in utero. So what about an Eishes Kohen walking into, a pregnant who walks into a cemetery? That's a big discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. Could a wife of a Kohen who's pregnant go into a cemetery? The post can talk about the idea of a Svek Sveka. Why? The wife could go into the cemetery, but what if the child, the fetus, is a boy? A Kohen. So, is there Tuma Blua when he's inside? Is it Shayach that he should be in the world of Tuma? Maybe it's a girl. Maybe it's a Nafel. Right? So that's but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it right here. Right? Is that in the world? Mishnah Berurah says, don't worry about it. Based on a Rokeach quoted in the Shachin Yaradeya, that it's a Sfekseka and it's Tuma Blua. So don't worry about it. Either way, this is the discussion of Katan Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon. The Rama also talks about there, what if a child does a Maisa Aveira? Is a father responsible? Child breaks something in the school. Does the father have to pay for it? Gemara and Bava Kamma. Okay, we'll see if we have time to get back to that a little bit later. But we continue. So, the Gemara says here, regarding Min'al, that that's the only one that's the exception to the rules. Let's finish and then we'll get back to the Halacha L'Maisa about that. Da'amar Abaya. Three lines from the third to last skinny line. So Abaya says, my mother told me that all the other ones are would affect the child and should not be prevented from the child. Revise the yanuka, the normal way of a child is maya chamime umishcha, water and oil. Gadal porta, he gets a little older. Biasabakutcha, give him egg and milk. Gadal porta tivuremani, give him kalim that are kind of cracked already. Why? That's what Rabba gave to his children, the Misperilu, so they could break it. Why? Rashi quotes, "Lahafkir lo kelim l'shaber ulamalos tavaso." Children like to break things. So you got to give them a little bit. Can't get angry at every single thing. You know, sometimes children can go overboard a little bit. You got to show certain displeasure. But in terms of being a little more flexible at certain ages and stages, That is crucial. This we've quoted in the past. Rav Volbi in Zvi Binyan in his Sefer on Chinuch, which is translated into English also, Rav Volbi says we have to give certain flexibility with children and not to try to enforce something that is beyond them at ages that we can't naturally expect it from them. And therefore, if we're having, says Rav Volbi, a 3-hour Shabbos meal, we can't expect the 7-year-old to sit there the whole time while the parents are having parent talk. That is impossible. He says, if you force your child to sit when they're supposed to be playing, they'll end up playing when they're supposed to be sitting. Says Rav Volbi, we have to be careful. We have to make certain demands. Rav Volbi says we always have to be very careful in terms of our derech hachinuch. L'maskanus, what do we hold about ni'ilas ha-sandal? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. But even before that, let's go back to the tour. The tour quotes this Tosefta. Tinokos mutarin bechel elu chutz minilas asandol. You don't have to worry if they wear shoes. Bishar dvarim, they shouldn't. Aval bishar dvarim shei mitzdarim in lamona mayam. But the other ones, they're more in pain. Umutar lachin lebiadayim. You can even give them food directly. Says the v'kasa v'rabenu Yehuda. Okay, let's go to the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef, Umidiver Rabbeinu Shakasav B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda Nira, Delahachilin Hagodol B'Yadayim Shari. A Gadol is allowed to feed a katan food. Aval, that's the only one the tour says. It's mutter for them, and the Gadol can even feed them. So what about giving them a bath? So it's Mashba, says the Beis Yosef, that the heter that the tour's quotes is only about giving them food. But washing them and giving them oil, Omer Lagoy V'Yosef, says only you should get a guy to do that. Why? Lo yirchos v'yasak v'na gadol, v'nireh shahatam, says the Beis Yosef, mipnei, if a gadol ever gives the child a bath, so the gadol is going to get wet. And the gadol is going to be smeared with the oil that he's putting on. So food, okay, it's possible for me to feed my child without eating anything. But to wash my child, that's the diuk, says the Beis Yosef. V'lo dami l'achila, she'in ha'gadol atzma ochel k'shumachel latino. And he says that's why it must be... But it's not, so it's not Tainag. We'll have to get to that. Sicha, we said, even not Shultanag is Usher. So says the, that's the part one of the Beis Yosef. Then the Beis Yosef quotes the Shumas Adeshen. Shumas Adeshen quotes that, She Yochlu, Kazab Shem Echad Me Abdolim, She Tovli Zoher, Demand Islay Talia, Vitalisa, Da Achli Yom Kippurim, She Yachlam Machalim, She Yochlu Sham Baatzman, Kadesh Lay Tzarcha Gdolim, Li Gab Machal, Ula Hoshit Lahem. The Shumas Adeshen quotes, prepare the food before Yom Kippur. So you don't have to touch it on Yom Kippur. Mishun debachilos Yom Kippur mika kares v'lo bedili minei v'ikal amigzar kamo chametz. Just like you shouldn't be handling chametz on Pesach, so too you shouldn't be handling food on Yom Kippur. Says the Shumas Adeshen, because you might come to eat it. And he quotes that from Echad Mehagdolim, and then the Shumas Adeshen himself says ein nira lahachmir hol v'minak pashit shalosi lazaher. But the minak is not to be so makbid. You're able to touch food. Says the Beis Yosef again, let me explain why. Because on Pesach, lo dabi l'chametz, by Pesach, so you eat Pesach chametz the whole year, and you're eating food today. So it could be you can eat this food, you can eat that food. That's why it's a problem of lo bedili minei, and you have to have extra precautions. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, nobody's eating anything today. You don't have to worry about it. That's not like chametz. Not like chametz. Also, not like nazir, which requires other siyagim, because the nazir is eating other things and drinking other things. But if somebody's misane, he's not eating anything, so he's not going to come to forget. And that's the chilek between chametz and Yom Kippur. So what do we paskin? In Tav Reish Tes Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Reish Tes Zayin, regarding this isser, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Hatinokos mutarim bechal elu chutz minilas asandal. If it's possible to have the child not wear leather shoes, doesn't really make such a difference to them. That's the one that we should be makbid on. The other ones, no problem, no chinuch by the other ones, which we'll talk about others. And then the Ramah adds, umutar lomar lo v'kochavim l'rachzan u'lesuchan. You can tell a non-Jew to wash them and smear them, avo l'ha'achilam afilu biyadayim shari. But l'ha'achil them, even biyadayim. So it's like even mashma, sicha and rechitza of a child should not be done directly by a gadol. Mr. Burr quotes, v'kaza achronim di'achshav, de'inogim l'rchos v'lasucha zakata v'chol yom. Nowadays, there are days that children don't take baths, and just not smearing them or giving them a bath every day is not inui for them. So don't do it on Yom Kippur either, because now today it has a status of nilas ha'sandal. Obviously food, you have to. But the others of washing and sikh and the others, unless the child's an istinus. But naturally, anything that the child could do without on Yom Kippur, the child should do without. So does it apply in Tisha B'Av? Question: Tisha B'Av, there are more kulas, but in general, there's we try to have a parallel. But again, there are differences. There's no eating b'shiurin on Tisha B'Av v'chul. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Hamelech v'hakala yirchatzu es peneihem. The melech and the kala can wash their faces. Again, from the Mishnah back at the beginning of the parak. So masitzan mani. Who is our Mishnah like? Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyonu. Titanya, Hamelech v'akala lo yirchatzu es peneihem. The Tanna Kama says, a melech and a kala cannot. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyonu omer mishum Reb Eliezer. Hamelech v'akala yirchatzu es peneihem. They can. Why? We'll see. Hachai lo tino les asandol. A woman who just had a baby, she cannot wear shoes. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyonu omer mishum Reb Eliezer. Hachai tino les asandol. So by all of them, Rechei B'chani is Mako, and that's the author of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Melech my taima mishum techziv. Melech b'yafyo techezen einecha. A melech in his grandeur, your eyes shall see. So they say mitzvah of seeing the melech in his grandeur. That's the mora melech. Part of the mitzvah of a king is for you to feel a certain way about the king. And that's why one has to make sure that we allow the king to wash. Even if it's an Isidar Isa, right? That's the Raya. That's one of the strongest Rayas. That is these other Isra Rolis Rabbanan. So the Ron explains, Masra HaKasa V'Chachamim. The Chacham interpreted that even Midar Isa, the Torah says there's also a value of Mora Melech. And therefore, that is Mutter, even if it's Asidar Isa to other individuals. Kala Maitaima Kadesh Lodeskan Al Baila. And a kala within the first 30 days is allowed to wash, so that we're very worried about the relationship the first 30 days. We don't want anything to disrupt it or hurt it, so we allow the kala to wash also. Amar le Rav le Rabbi Chiya, kala ad kama, how long is a kala considered a kala? Amar le kidetanya, in monetach shitim, in a kala kosh loshim yom. In the case where, see, Ksubas Dav Dalet, if a woman became an avela, so we allow her to wear tachshitin all 30 days after that. So you see there's some type of shame kala. Gemara could have also quoted Shas Simcha Bimono, where there are other halachas about within the first 30 days. Hachaya tinolas asandol mishum tzina. Hachaya, the woman who has a baby could wear shoes because she's cold and it's dangerous. Amar Shmuel, amachva sakanas akrav mutter. If you're worried about other kind of danger, where there are scorpions, then obviously everybody could put on a sandal, a shoe, because we are worried. The Sefer Chinuch notes that there's a lot, the mitzvah of melech, of minui melech, is on all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael, Bezdin, has a chiyuv to mini melech, but part of it is emas melech, that a melech is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. This is one of the mitzvahs, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav tells us, that Bezdin will be shayach when Mashiach comes. We all have three mitzvahs when we go into Eretz Yisrael, when all of Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael. We will have to appoint a king. We will have to then fight Amalek. We'll have to build a base of Migdash. Those three mitzvahs will apply in that order. The Sefer HaChinuch, at the end of Tav Tzadi Zayin, has this interesting question. He says, why is there a mitzvah of Binyan Melech? Isn't it automatic once we did it once? So why is that a mitzvah Ladoros? We appointed David, we asked for a king, maybe when we shouldn't have asked for a king, it was too early. But later on, when David HaMelech was appointed, so now it's Ben Acher Ben, David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David. So what mitzvah is there? It's going to be automatic. Mashiach is going to tell us, Mashiach Ben David is going to tell us, or reveal to us who the king is. So why is there a mitzvah, Ladoros, for us to appoint a king? So that's the Sefer Chinuch says, we know the Sefer Chinuch wrote the Sefer for his son, to learn with his friends on Friday night. So he says, "V'al taharer b'ni acharei dvarai." My son, don't be choshesh for me to tell me. Ve'ech yachshov avi zos hamitzvah min anoa goes ladoros. V'alo mishenim shach davar hamelech nistalka zos hamitzvah Yisrael. It's finished. What more mitzvah is there? It's one of those temporary mitzvahs that shouldn't be counted, like not gathering the mun, you know, on Shabbos morning. That's an isidar isa, not ladoros. Like not leaving your house on Pesach on the night of Pesach. None of those are counted ladoros. So, not splitting up the nachala. You know, the first, not to switch shvatim. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch to his son, don't bother me with that question. Why? He says, David Vizaro, he has it. He says, She'inyan ha-mitzvah, eino l'manos melech chadash levad. The mitzvah is not only to appoint a new king, avo menyanu ha-mashe zacharnu, l'manos melech chadash, im tiyasiba shenitz tarech lo. If you need to appoint a king, appoint. And if not, to treat the king like a king. And to make sure his Yoresh gets the malchus. Lahamed amalucha biyad ayoresh. V'lasis mora o aleinu. There it is. And to have his mora upon us, allowing the king to wash himself on Yom Kippur, is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of melech, says the chinuch. V'tis nisnahegi mo b'chol davar kamitzvah v'chatora hayadua. V'zeh be'emes noegu la'olam. And that's forever. Good. The Minchas Chinuch also elsewhere has the amazing Ha'ara, fascinating, and that is, we know, Melech ben Achar ben of a Melech doesn't need Mashiach unless there's a fight. If there's a fight, you might need Mashiach, but if it's ben Achar ben, it might not need a fight. So when Mashiach comes, is that going to be considered ben Achar ben from David HaMelech? Pashtus, yes. Right? Is there going to be a fight then? Hopefully not. So maybe that king won't even need Mashiach. Won't even need to be anointed. It'll be automatically. So the one that we call Mashiach might not need Mashiach. Otherwise, let him come and we'll figure it out whether we need it or not. But that is the Minchas Chinuch's Ha'ara, that he might not, he just said he might not need Mashiach. He doesn't have the next Tosaf and say, we call him Mashiach. But either way, we continue. Last line. Ha'ochel kiksovas agasa. So now we get into nitty-gritty details of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur. So first we talk about the one that is Veshur D'Oraisa, the one that is Chiyuv Kares, and that is eating. Eating, remember all the Inuyim. Rav Sternbach points this out in Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Gimel, that all the Inuyim on Yom Kippur, even specifically, the eating and the drinking are not just to put us in an uncomfortable state. It's to make us Dumya D'Malachim, like angels. And that's why the poskim, you don't need the poskim, the Torah, the one mitzvah, the one weekday that there is a mitzvah to Oraisa to eat is Erev Yom Kippur. We only have a mitzvah to fast one day a year according to the Torah. That's Yom Kippur. And the day before that is the one weekday a year that Hashem told us to eat. He doesn't want us to be so uncomfortable. We spoke about this a few days ago, is the Inui per se or just the Isurim. But on a Shkafic level, Hashem wants us to be Dumya to Malachim. And the Malachim wear white, and the Malachim scream out Baruch Shem, and the Malachim don't eat. And so that's why we do it. Dumya d'malachim. And now we have to realize that's why there's going to be a different shear for the inui of Achil and Shasiyah than we have by the others. Right? The language of Rav Sternbach. Always the mitzvah is la'anosu la'sagefes nafsho. Kadesha yuchna levavo v'yashav la'shem. By the other fasting is to make us feel uncomfortable. So we do tshuva. Says, but on Yom Kippur, it's different. Aleinu lishpos bayom hazeh mimalacha, v'achidu v'shesiyah, shepamachas bashana aleinu liyoz domin l'malachim. We have to be like malachim. V'chein mevor b'medrash, yom ha-kippurim in achila v'shkiyah domi d'malachim. We're in a mehai taima, and that's why the Torah gives us the mitzvah to eat the day before. Okay, so what is the shir? So, v'ha'ochel kiksofes agasa. As you mentioned, a large date. That's the size, which is bigger than a kezias. Boy Rav Papa. So is it with the pit or without the pit? So it's three or four different pshatim. What exactly is the Gemara's question? So pashas, you might say, does it mean the size of a whole date, the volume, including the pit? That's the pashas. Or does it mean without the pit, only the flesh, the size of the flesh of a tamar, but not including the pit? Rashi does not say that. That's Tosfos has a couple of days here in the Arach. Rashi seems to say, no. Is it a whole pit, or is it a whole tamar, or is it either or? A tamar or its pit. Which Tosfos says, what, the pit is as big as the size of the flesh of the date? Doesn't understand Rashi. So he quotes various days. Another day in Tosfos is that, is it a tamar plus a date, or is it just a tamar with the date? Again, all different pshatim that the Rishonim don't assume that it is kipshuto, but that is question, what exactly is the size? So much so that the Bir Halacha in Simen Tuf Reish Yud Beis, the Simen about eating, asks, Lamaskana, what if you eat a date on Yom Kippur? The whole date. Are you chayiv? That's the shear. But the Bir Halacha wonders. He says, L'chora, Dimacha Koseves Atzma Patur. Shere chaser makom hagarin, v'hagarin ba'atzmo ein litzarfo, shere kashahu, vein roi klala achilas adam. If you eat a date, if you eat a kezias on other isurim, then you're, if it's an usser olive, then it's usser. But if you eat an actual date, including the pit, so the pit is not really edible, that doesn't count for the shear, so you would not be chayiv. Ulefize afilu bilao biyachad im hapri, l'chore eino moel. That's not moel, and he says he found in, in some other Rishonim that if it's soft enough, you are chayiv. He ended up at Tzarech Iyun. Either way, this is the shear. Lamaisa we paskin the size of a date with its with the pit. Boy Rav Ashi. Etzem kasaora. So once we're talking about shiurim and how you understand them, what about a bone the size of a barley seed? Right, that was the minimum shear for tumas ohel kibiklipasa or below klipasa with its chaff, with its shell or without its shell. Bilacho biyavesha. Is it a moist one or is it a dry one? What is the shear of etzem kisaora? Ravashi. So each one asked a question. Rav Papa asked about the kosevis and Ravashi asked about the saora. Well, each one was not bothered by the other one's question. Rav Ashi, lo mi boy le hadra papa gasa idmar. Because it says, kesevis ha-gasa, kol kama de gasa, as big as it is. So that's why Rav Ashi wasn't worried about Rav Papa, because the bigger shear is what is required. Rav Papa, lo mi boy le hadra Rav Ashi, and Rav Papa wasn't bothered by Rav Ashi's question about a bone size. Why? Lacha shibolas mikri. Once it's moist, it would not be called a Saora anymore. Then it's already called Shiboles, a later stage of the process. Shalobik Lipasa Ushlamikri and or Chushlamikri. It also has a different name. So that's why each of them weren't bothered by the other one's question. But what do we paskin? What do we paskin? What is the size? So we have 2 days in the Gemara now. How big is a Kosevis Agasa in relationship to an egg? So first day. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kosevis Agasa Sha Amru Yisera Mikabetsa. A koseves, it's bigger than the size of an egg. So it goes kizayis, kibetza, koseves agasa. In that order. That's the largest shear out of this group. The kim luhu l'rabbanan, and the rabbanan have a misora. The bahachi, this is the amount of a shear. Why? Of misvedaite. Of when we have satisfaction from what we eat. Doesn't give me satiation. And it doesn't give me, it's more than a maisa achila, even less than this is a maisa achila. But remember, the Torah says you have to be in a state of affliction. What violates, what goes over the edge of a state of affliction? This shear. Kosevas agasa, that brings yishuv hadas. Batzer mehachilo misvadaiti. Less than that, it does not bring yishuv hadas. That's what Rashi says. Asher, important Rashi. Kim luhu l'rabbanan. V'yafagav to kol shir achilas iser b'kizayisi. Even though every other machalos asuros under the sun is kizayis. Hani milhecha d'ksiva achila. That's where the Torah says, don't eat. Lo tsochal. By all other isurim. Or lo savashal gedi, and that's included. Learned that from other isurim. Aval hacha asher lo su'unexiv. Do not leave your state of inui. V'kol kama de lo misvedaite inuhu. And as long as you don't have yishuv hadas, you are still in a state of, you're still in a state of inui. There is a discussion in the Achronim, that the, As Rashi just emphasized, by other Isurim, the issue is the Maisa Achila. By Yom Kippur, the issue is the Totsa'a. The issue is the Totsa'a. And let's say, based on this, they talk about a number of halachic issues that might be tully on the difference between Yishuv Adas and Ma'achalos Asuros. What happens about Pachas Mikashir, as we had at the beginning of the parak, Reish Lakish? Would he say that by Yom Kippur too? So yes, that was the discussion at the beginning of the parak. But if you think about the Svara, Chatzi Shir, we said, oh, it has, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has significance, either because it could lead up to something, or it itself has significance. But does that make sense to say by Yishuv Hadas? If you say something's about a formal Maisa Achila, so then you could say, a half of Maisa Achila is also significant. But if you say it's all about the result, Achronim say it's much more difficult to say Chatzi Shir is going to be anything, because you didn't have any Yishuv Hadas. You didn't have Yisuv Eidaite, which is the result. So that is in one direction. Or do you say the opposite? You could say maybe you had a little bit of Yishuv Hadas, even though it's not at all Maisa Achilas. Maybe even Reish Lakish would agree here. Either way, that's what they discuss related to this. The Menachas Chinuch discusses, there's a big discussion about many of these issues relating to Yisuv Eidaite. He has here in Shin Yud Gimel, that's his big discussion, in Siv Beis, what about Hei Chadin, in bein hachanichim mitzaref. What happens if you have stuff stuck between your teeth? Is that mitzaref? O achal chati kozeves vihikio. Or you ate half a shear and then you spit it out. Let's say throw it up and add another half of a shear. Would this be, the Gemara asked all these questions in Mesachas Chulin. Would it be the same discussions by Yom Kippur? Maybe not. Imkanami die bahanoas grono bikakoseves. Here, your garen, you ate a half and then you ate another half. Oh, efshar le'inyin yisuve daito, tali bahanoas me'ayim. No, you have to digest a full shear. If it's all about yisuve daite, so all the questions that we ask by other macholas asuros, it's between your teeth, or even if you throw it up afterwards, maybe those wouldn't be questions here. Because yisuve daite means you feel good about it. It makes you feel better. So maybe you wouldn't. And then he quotes, Odani Masupak, the other direction, a major discussion on Yom Kippur. It's all about yisuve daite, not about a maisa achila. So what about if you have yisuve daite without a maisa achila? For example, IV, is there any adifus to get food through sakana? So IV, is that considered you need the heter of Yom Kippur or not? That's yisuve daite without a maisa achila. So ruba deruba of the poskim assume that for the real iser, even if you need hana'as me'av, you also need hana'as grono. That's also a prerequisite. It has to be an eating that leads to yisuve daite. If it's just yisuve daite, that wouldn't be good enough. And all the poskim say, if somebody's going to have to, has the heter of eating on Yom Kippur, oh, lechadchila, I'm going to go get an IV. No, every IV entails some type of danger, some type of opening ones up to infection, chas v'shalom. So one has no chiyuv, zero, to go get an IV, you know, instead of the heter. One has the heter to eat, one has the heter to eat in whatever circumstance. But the Minchas Chinuch has that question at least, that maybe you would say that if it's all about yisuvei daite, maybe that should be enough. At the end, obviously, he says, I don't think so. I think you would need both. But yisuvei daite definitely plays a more of a role here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Meisvei. So what did we just say? Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that the koseves is bigger than an egg. That's going to be a problem. Why? From the following, we have the Mishnah in Sukkah. Meisav hevil al Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai l'domes atavshil. They brought to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste something on Sukkahs. Ul Rav Gamliel shtei kosavos v'tli shamayim. And they brought to Rav Gamliel two dates and a pail of water. Va'amru, and they said in both these cases, these great Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rav Gamliel, halam l'sukkah! Bring it to the sukkah. I only want to eat it in the sukkah. V'tani Allah, and we had a brisa about that mishnah. Lo mipnei shehalacha kach. They both didn't say this because you have to. That the halacha l'maisa is that you have to eat it in the sukkah. El shor zalachra latzmam. They wanted to be machmer on themselves. Look in the Maritz Chayas on that Gemara. Maritz Chayas says this has to do with our chumrah shir, our chumrah discussion. You might say that, what do you mean they can be machmer? Isn't this balgaiva? Aren't they mexikiyura? No, nobody knows what they're eating in the sukkah. They're bringing it to the sukkah. Maybe they're planning to have a whole meal in the sukkah. That's why the Maariz Chayas says in that Gemara, there's no mexikiyura there. It's fine to be machmer there because who knows what they're eating? Bring it to the sukkah. It's only water? Yeah. Oh, maybe he's having a big meal afterwards. So that's why there's no issue of mexikiyura there. So they were machmer on themselves. Fine. Ukishenasnu lo l'rebit sado. And so, keep in mind, so it's a chumrah, two kosavos. You don't have to eat in the sukkah, right? That's what we just said in that Rebbe Gamliel. Two kosavos, he could have eaten outside the sukkah. Ukish anasru lo Rebbe Tzadok, and when they gave to Rebbe Tzadok to eat, ochel pachos mike beitza, and when they gave him to eat less of food, less than the size of a beitza, he did three things, three kulas. Natzlu b'ma'apa, number one, he ate it without washing his hands. He held it in a handkerchief. V'yachlu chutfa sukkah. And he ate it outside the sukkah. Another kula. V'lo birich acharav. And he did not make a bracha afterwards. So he did these three things. Again, a lot to talk about in the Tosfos. Let's just finish the thought first. But ha-kebeitza b'ay sukkah. But mashav v'rabi tzado. He ate less than a beitza outside the sukkah. But a size of a beitza, he would eat in the sukkah. So what do we have so far? The size of a beitza needs a sukkah. Two kosavos don't need a sukkah. But we said a kosavos is bigger. So says the Gemara, V'isal kataita koseves hagasa sha'amru yisera b'kebeitza. But if Rav Yehuda, you are correct, that a koseves, a large koseves, is bigger than a beitza, hashta shtei kosavos below gar'inon lo havi kebeitza. Two kosavos, if you have two dates without the pits, right, he didn't eat the pits, two dates without the pits is not as big as a beitza. Koseves hagasa v'garanisa mihavi yisera b'kebeitza, but one large date is bigger. Meaning you have one large date is bigger, even though two dates without the pit is smaller? So is that possible? So the Gemara has two answers. Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ian, yes. Shtei kosavos below garinasa lo havi kebeitza. two fit dates without the pits. Yeah, you're right. They are not the size of a beitza. Kosevas agasav kagaranisa v'yiserik a beitza. The pits of dates are very large in relative terms to the flesh. So in a chinami, yes, one tamar with its pit can be bigger than even two kosavos by themselves. Amar of Papa Hainu Damri Inshi, that's even the phrase that's mentioned. Tre kavi de tamri. If somebody has two kav of tamarim, ka chad kava tekashisa visariach. So you have out of one kav of those two kavim of days, you have one kav of pits with a little extra also. I mean, you have a lot of pits in there. The pits take up a lot of the amount. It's a kava tekashisa. There's a sefer by the Chalkas Yaakov with 101 of his unanswerable questions. That's what he named the sefer, Kava, because that's the Gematria 101, the Kashesa of Kashas. But this is the phrase where he got it from. Now there's this whole svarim put out with all the Achronim's answers on those 103 questions. That's the Kava, the Kashesa. But yes, it's possible to have the pits, a date and its pit being larger than two of the others. Once we're here, first we'll say something on the last point, and then we'll go back. The Chassam Sofer says that Al Pidrush says the Chassam Sofer in one of his drashos that Chayv Tzarech Ha'adam Leros Es Atzmo. On Yom Kippur, we have to see ourselves as half and half. Mechza Zaka Yomechza Chayev. Ubiyom HaKippurim Yachshav Atzmo Sherubo Averos V'yaseh Tshuva. And on Yom Kippur, we have to be very scared that we might be leaning to the other side and we have to do tshuva. And that's Nirmaz Mishir Achilo Biyom HaKippurim. Why is the Shir of Koseves? Sheba HaGarin Shehu HaPsoles Umarameh Al HaAveros. The pit that you throw away, those are the Averos that you have to throw away. Rav Me HaOchel Shemarameh Al HaMitzvos. That's more than the Ochel. What does the Gemara here say? The pit's even larger. You've got to be careful that we have more psoles in us than we have Ochel. V'yafapikein. But if we do tshuva, gam averos, yafchol mitzvos. Kimo hagarin sha'achar zri'aso matzmiach tmarim midvash. You could take that garin and put it in the ground and then you could get more tmarim and more dvash from it. It could be so sweet. Kach ha'rasha av v'sherubo avonos im yizra b'dim avrina yikser. Okay, that is the Chassam Sofer, just on the why is it, Al-Pi Hashkafa, Al-Pi Drush, why is that the Shia? Good, let's go back for a moment to the story of Rebbe Tzadok. So we have the three kulas about eating it outside of Sukkah, lo birich acharav, and he ate less than a beitza. First of all, Tosa says, he only did not make a bracha afterwards. Beforehand, he obviously needed a bracha. No matter what the amount in our mouth, birchas hananin, you need for even a kol shehu. Tosa says, in the middle of the Tosfos, the big Tosfos of Lo Birech. Tosfos says, V'davka linyan bracha shel acharav, avo lefanav mivarech afila b'pachas mikazayis, b'chol davar, de lefanav lo b'inon shi'ura. We paskin, you don't need a shi'ur for the bracha lefaneha, to osur lehanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Now I get benefit. Kidem mashma mehai uvda drabi tzadok, lo birech acharav, halafanav birech. Beforehand, you always need a bracha. Good, and that's based on the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak of brachas. That is based on Gezel. It's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, we've quoted in the past the Marsha at the end of Psachim. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this in the Gilyon Hashas in the first parak in Maseches Brachos, where Tosfos has two deis, unbelievable deis, on Dav Yud Beis and Aleph. The Gemara has a Bayi de Loiv Shita. The Gemara has a question. Let's say I'm drinking something and I have in mind the wrong bracha when I say Hashem's name. I think I have a beer in my hand. And I'm saying the other way. I think I have wine in my hand. And I have in mind to say Bori Puragafen. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then I look in the cup and I see it's beer. And I switch to Shakol Niyib Nevaro. Is that okay? If you switch in the middle. Switch in the middle. So in that discussion, Tosfos has 2 days what the halacha is. One day it says you have to make a new bracha. Asks the Gilyon Hashas right there. Savi bracha is lahakel. Why would you have to make a new bracha? So the Gilyon Hashas there quotes the Marsha in the end of Psachim that says you don't say Safek Brachas Lahakel by a Birchas Hananin, because it's a Safek Gezel. Safek Gezel, Birchas Hananin. You can't do Asur Lanus Belom Azeh below Bracha. So when do you say Safek Brachas Lahakel by a Birchas HaMitzvah, or by other types of Brachas, but by a Birchas Hananin? It could be. He's just saying that this is what, the day of the Svar for that Tosfos, Asur Lanus Belom Azeh below Bracha, so you don't apply the principle always of Safek Drabanan. Savei brachos lohakel. The other point to mention is eating without washing. See, achal pachas mikabeis beitza. Do we ever have that heter? When is one allowed to eat bread without washing? So it's very, very not so common, right? The poskim talk about it. If you have to go for a meal in front of you and there's not going to be any water, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you don't go by walking. Mishnah Berurah says, what if you go by a train? Mishnah Berurah had trains, right? So he says you go by how long it would take you to walk 4 mil or to get 4 mil if you're in a car. So if you're in a car, if you don't have water 72 minutes in front of you, so then, you know, then you you have to, you're allowed to eat without it. But we could get off at the next exit, the Hulu. So somebody wants to ask me, what if you're on a bus? What if you're on a long trip on a bus? So you don't have control. So then maybe, okay, so you don't have to eat the sandwich. You can eat, but if you only have the sandwich and you're starving, so then you might have the heter of eating it without without touching the bread. Because then you're not in control. But look, if the bus is going to stop it somewhere, and you get off in 2 minutes and wash, then you have to. But again, lamaisa, to eat bread without washing in our day and age when we have water all over the place, Baruch Hashem, so that is not so halacha lamaisa. But then it was in that time period. Okay, let's get back to where we're up to. Rava Amar. Rava says a second answer to how a date with its pit could be larger than 2 dates without their pits. Amar, Hasamainu time up. No. There's a different reason, says the Gemara, to answer that question by Sukkah. Mishum Dahavile Pere. There it was fruit. Upere Labo Sukkah. There, it doesn't matter how big it was. It was fruit, so it didn't need a Sukkah. That's why I was talking about, that's why Rabbi Gamliel did what he did. Says the Gemara Meisei, really? Fruit never need? Rabbi, Kshayinu Lomdim Torah, Eitzel, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, when we were learning Torah, Heviyu Lefaneinu Te'enim Va'anovim, they brought in front of us figs and grapes. Va'achalnu Machilas Araichos L'Sukkah. We ate them in a snacking way outside the Sukkah. Achilas Arai in, Achilas Kevalo. Mashba, only Achilas Arai. If they would have eaten it as a Sudas Keva, they would have had a whole meal of grapes and figs, so then it would have been Chayiv in a Sukkah. Isn't that what's Mashba? Only because they ate it Arai. So Gemara says, no, Ema Achalnum Ke Achilas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. No, it means we ate them, and any eating of them would be considered Arai, because this is not a Chashuv item that would need a Sukkah. Interesting, even one of the Shivas Haminim. Or the other answer, same answer, kind of, but just add in instead of changing it. Achalnu machilas keva, comma. We ate an achilas keva of other foods, mizonos or bread. V'achalnu pas achilas arai ba'adayu chutz l'sukkah. I'm sorry, we ate the fruit achilas keva, and then we ate bread, even arai with them, chutz l'sukkah. Right, so you see, the bread makes a difference. Our minog bezman hazeh is even to eat, to make sure not to eat bread or mizonos outside the sukkah bechlal, even arai. That's the minog. But me'ikar hadin, as long as you eat something in an arai way, one can eat it outside the sukkah. Either way, that answers, meaning don't compare to me hilchas sukkah and hilchas yom kippur. Period. Let's try to bring a proof that fruit is never considered a kvius. Lafichach, the Mishnah says, in Sukkah, remember the machlokah is there, machlokah is tanam, Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim, how many meals do you have to have on Sukkah? Rabbi Elazar says you got to have a meal every day and every night of Sukkahs. Lafichach, im hishlim bina tagima yatsa, if you were mashlim the meals, the 14 meals, according to Rabbi Elazar, that you have to eat, if you were mashlim it with mina tagima, what's mina tagima? Something that's eaten with bread, Rashi quotes liftan, yatsa yir yotze. So what doesn't it say? Fruit. And if fruit need a sukkah, listening peiros. It doesn't say fruit, so it must be that fruit do not create a kfius, and that's why you don't need sukkah. Says the Gemara, maybe no raya. My mina targima peiros. Maybe that's what it means. Targima just means items that you eat with the main meal, but maybe it means fruit. Or v'ibayseima ba'asra deloshrichi peiri. Or it's a place that fruit aren't so common. And that's why it doesn't say that. Period. Ad kan, opinion number one of the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, who says that a koseves is bigger than a beitza. Tosfos here, in Mine Targima, look in the middle of Tosfos, ve'ein lilmon mikan, she'yo'ilo Mine Targima lahashlim shalosh su'do shel Shabbos. Don't learn from here, says Tosfos, that you could use Mine Targima, fruit or other items eaten with bread, for shalosh u'dos. Don't say that. Why? The shiny asam. Shabbos is different. The alfina lumi, the kasav tlasa zimnin ayom, gabe mon, shuba makam pas. It says three times in the same pasuk in Mishalach. It says the word hayom three times, and you learn from there. Tosfos is stark. Just like Tosfos says it, the Rambam and the Rif and the Tur, and everybody says, bread for shalosh u'dos. Are there other Rishonim that are more flexible? Yes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions. Shulchan Aruch says bread, mizonos, fruit, meat and fish, and then fruit as the bottom one. But then the Shulchan Aruch himself says, and the Rama does not argue, that me'ikar adin, you have to have bread. And we are lechadchila Jews. And the Aruch HaShulchan, the great matzdik of the defender of Klal Yisrael, says, asidin litenas adin. right, in the future, those who don't take Shalosh Shudas seriously and wash by Shalosh Shudas, that we need to, Rov Rishonim say it, right, and all of a sudden, right after Shabbos, we all have an appetite again, 15 minutes later. We have to take Shalosh Shudas seriously, and we have to make sure the Rishonim say to have bread. Okay, Razvid Amar, we had a Daf Be'in Shir, I think, about Suda Shlishit. Feel free to check the archives. Razvid Amar, Razvid is the second day. Koseves Agasa Sha'amru Chaseira Mikabetsa. Razvid says, no, Koseves is smaller than an egg. How do I know that? Let's do the first Raya today. It's not. The Mishnah says in the first Perek in Beitza, the first Daf in Beitza, Beishamai Omrim, Sa'or Bekezayis Chamis Bekakoseves. What are the Shiurim for Sa'or, which is a leavening agent, causes other items to become Chametz, and Chametz itself, Sa'or, the Shiur is a Kezayis, on Pesach, and Chametz is a Kosevesh, which is a larger Shiur, V'yavinanba, and we discussed, my time at the Beishamai, why does Beishamai say there are different Shiurim for Sa'or and Chametz? Because Nichtav Rachmana Chametz lo boy Sa'or. The Torah could have just said Chametz is Asar and Pesach, and not even said Sa'or. V'yana Amina, and I would have known. Uma Chametz she'in chimutz okasha, Chametz, which does not cause other things to become Chametz. Asar b'kizayis, that's Asar b'kizayis, Sa'or she'chimutz okasha, Sa'or, which is even more Chamor, Sa'or causes other things to become Chametz. Lo kol she'kein, surely that's also Asar on Pesach. So why did the Torah even have to say it? Mita palginu rachmana, the fact that the Torah has to mention both, limda it must be that not only is it asr, but it's even a smaller shear. Sa'or. So what's the smallest shear we have in halacha? Kezayis. So sa'or b'kezayis v'chamis b'kakoseves. That's what we do. That's the brisa related to the Mishnah. Now we have our raya. V'isakadayta koseves hagasa sha'amru. Yiseira mikabetsa. And if you want to tell me that the order in shiurim are kezayis, kebetsa, koseves, Koseves Kebetza, michti. Beishamay ashiura denafish mikezayis kamahadri. We only want to go one step up. We don't know what the shear is. We go one step up to be machmir. List the kibetza. We should go to kibetza if the kibetza is smaller than the koseves. Why do you jump to shiurim? So that's wrong. V'inami ki adadi ninu, and even if you want to say they're the same, nisni kibetza. Kibetza is the more common shear used. We have that in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. So elalav shmamina, koseves pechusa mi kibetza. So it must be that a koseves is less than a betza, and that's why we go to koseves straight. That's the raya for Rav Zvid. Says the Gemara, maybe that's not a raya. Mimai, Dilma lo'olam meva l'chok koseves agasa sha'amru yiseira mikabetsa. No, maybe koseves is bigger than a beitza, like Rav Yehuda said. Why? Because we're talking about koseves hagasa. A big koseves is bigger than a beitza. Hastama kabetsa. A regular koseves, not a big one, that's the size of a beitza. It's exactly the same. Vinamiki adadi ninu, chadaminayo nakat, and it just said one of them. So that's not a foolproof raya for Razvid. So we'll have to figure out what the second source is for him. But tomorrow, Rashi here, maybe we'll start with this, Rashi here notes, what Isser of Pesach are they talking about? We know on Pesach it's also to eat chametz, also to benefit from chametz, and also to have chametz in your house. So which discussion, what is Beishamai Beisil talking about? And does the Isser Achila Shir affect the other Shiurim? Right, that has to do with something we discussed in Psachim at length. Are all the Isserim of Chametz related to each other, or do they stand on their own? Okay, we'll stop here, but then we'll continue with the second source for Azvid in tomorrow's Shir.